The first reading today, we hear something that on the surface might strike us as rather difficult, and that is that Saul is sent to wipe out the Amalekites because of what it is that they were doing, which of course in our day that doesn't make a whole lot of sense by itself. People actually look at this and say, oh, look, God is abusive and God is evil because he said to wipe these people out. You got to remember, these people were doing some hideously evil things. It would be as if God were to say to us today, get rid of Planned Parenthood. Are we going to say, oh, God is mean because he told us that we have to shut them down? No. And also back then, they didn't have high security prisons to put these people in, and they didn't have all the things we've got today. So things were very different. But that's not the point that I wanted to make. The point that I wanted to make has to do with the fact that Saul is rejected here as the king because he allowed the soldiers to take some of the sheep and some of the rams from the Amalekites and offer them as sacrifice to God. So in other words, they were rejoicing in their victory and they want to offer sacrifice to God. Sounds like a pretty good thing. But it was part of the spoils. It was part of what was under the ban, as the way they translate it. In other words, it was forbidden for the Jewish people to take any of these things. And so to actually, if you look at it, putting it into a different context, if you thought to yourself, you know what, I don't have anything to put in the collection basket, so I will go next door and I'm going to steal some money from my next door neighbor so that I can put it in the collection basket. Well, it's good that you want to put something in the collection basket. However, God's not going to be happy that you stole something so you could give it to him. It's not going to work. And that's where he is saying obedience is better than sacrifice. It was good that these people wanted to offer sacrifice, but not by doing something that was forbidden by God. And that's where we have to be careful, because we look at things and we say, well, the end justifies the means. No, philosophically, what the church has always taught is the end does not justify the means. Just because we have a good end in mind, we have something good that we want to do, that doesn't mean we can use an evil means to be able to obtain it. Now, it didn't look to these guys like this was too evil, because after all, these sheep, I mean, you know, their owners were dead now, so who cares, you know, the sheep are just going to wander off, or they're going to be picked up by somebody else, or they're just going to die, or whatever is going to happen. So doesn't it make sense that we can take these sheep and offer them to God? Again, you can look at all their reasoning, it all makes perfect sense, except that it was disobedient. God was very clear that they were not to take anything. So all of their wonderful reasoning, all of their logic is right out the window because they were being disobedient. They knew that what they were doing was wrong. So when we see in this case something that doesn't look like it was all that big of a deal is a huge deal. And so Saul is rejected as king. You go back several hundred years before that and remember that what happened with Moses. God told Moses to speak to the rock. Moses hit the rock. God said, well, guess what? You're not going into the promised land. We'd look at it and go, for that? You know? Well, as we can see here, that's exactly what our Lord taught us. That to those whom more, from those to whom more has been given, more is going to be required. You're held to a higher accountability. So on one hand, that's all of us. Because we've been given the fullness of the truth as Catholics, we're held to a higher accountability. We can't be saying, but everyone else is doing it. I just want to fit in. I am not trying to do anything wrong. But. We've got excuses for every single thing that we do, just like these people did. We're no different from them. Well, we didn't take the sheep and offer them a sacrifice because that's not what we do anymore. But we've got all kinds of excuses for everything else that we do that's wrong. And boy, can we sound really good about those excuses too. They make perfect sense to us. They're logical. Oh, everything is perfect, except it's disobedience to God. But minor technicalities, right? No. And be grateful that you don't have some hotshot position, because the higher you go, the more responsible God is going to hold you. So Saul does this thing that was wrong, allows it to happen. Actually, he didn't even do it. He allowed it. Cost him his kingship. Moses did something wrong, cost him going into the promised land. So as you grow in your faith, as you grow in holiness, as you develop your prayer, you're going to be held more and more accountable. That's true for all of us. Now, you could say, well, then I better quit praying. If I just stay where I am, I won't be as accountable. No, you don't want to do that, because we want to love God more. And so if we're doing everything out of love for God, that's what it has to be. And if we're doing everything out of love for God, then we're going to be obedient to God, because it's being done for the right reason. So that's what we always have to look at. Keep the focus on the Lord. Make sure that we're seeking true charity, the love of God. Everything else will be fine. But if we're trying to justify ourselves, rationalize around things, tap dance around whatever it is that's there, that's when we know that we know we're doing wrong. We need to put the brakes on it, and we need to be obedient to God. No matter how good our rationalizations are, obedience is always better than sacrifice.